Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Leo Kiely. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Leo Kiely. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Branca. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ralph Branca. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boone. Goodman goes all the way around to score. Aganis moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aganis scores. Jensen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts in front of the plate. Batts fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is walked intentionally. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiely fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leo Kiely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiely is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0 for 1 in the game. Aganis takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Kaline goes all the way around to score. Tuttle moves to third. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Ralph Branca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Ray Herbert now pitching. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Herbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 0 for 1 in the game. Keeley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Maxwell moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kell. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Tuttle trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maxwell who is chasing the ball. Herbert reaches third base with a triple. Batts goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Herbert scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keeley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Maxwell throws the ball into Cal, who tags Dropo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. One out. It's 6-5, Tigers. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Williams reaches second base with a double. Aganez goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 6, Tigers, 6. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell strikes out. Batts drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kell out. 2 outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. Tuttle moves to third. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White pinch runs for Mickey Owen. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keeley strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is thrown out by unknown player, but tagged out by Keen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive to left center field. That will be extra bases. Williams and Jensen chase after the ball. Jensen picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Jensen. Bowling moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Keeley. Bowling scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 3 in the game. Lund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Floyd Baker pinch runs for George Kell. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Jackie Jensen now playing right field. C.H. Alkaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowling bunts in front of the plate. Batts fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Bowling covering, for the double play. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Batts and he is out, Keen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Frank House. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene bunts towards first. Aganez fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aganez. Bertoia moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Chuck Kress pinch hits for Frank Bowling. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Goodman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Bertoia scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Red Sox, 8. Tigers, 8. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing second base. Billy Heft now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman strikes out. Batts drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Goodman out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Aganez hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dropo is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Don Lund. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from White and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tuttle is walked intentionally. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Delsing now playing left field. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-5 in the game. Bowling bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delsing for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aganez moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Batts is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Grimek now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-5 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-5 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.